We're waiting for the police to update the Smollett arrest, and I'm really looking forward to laughing at what they have to say about this ridiculous idiot.
And we have people waiting to get into the studio, and if it takes much longer, we're going to have to just get out of here, because we probably should get out of here in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Okay, well, while we wait.
You guys aren't going to be able to get this shot.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so they're getting closer.
You guys aren't going to be able to get this particular.
I'm really looking forward to what they have to say, you know. By the way, on this note with Jesse Smollett and all this,
yes,
it's kind of like this with Mueller too. And I don't want to turn the post show into more of the regular show, because that's not fun in my opinion. But, like with the Mueller investigation, like it hasn't just been Mueller investigating Trump. It's been like every media outlet that doesn't like him. You know,
right.
I feel like the whole Mueller investigation has played out. Like Mueller had the power to go and like lock away Cohen and Stone for lying and Cohen for tax stuff and Manafort for tax stuff that didn't have anything to do with Russia collusion. So Mueller's got that kind of power. But when it comes to the actual connections that were made or potentially made of collusion with Russia, all that stuff's been vetted and also looked at by the countless of people that hate him.
Right.
So how is it that we wouldn't already know if that took place? Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like with Jesse Smollett. We're going to have this press conference. It's going to start right now because I can see the law enforcement officers walking up to the podium. Like, is he going to say something that we don't already know that hasn't already been revealed by TMZ and all the other media outlets, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are we going to be able to hear this now?
I'm waiting for some audio and I'm not getting anything yet.
Okay. Ours might be on. Let's see.
Oh, yep. Here we go.
That the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident.
So
this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Dang!
Boom!
I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm.
Woo!
They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support.
He's serving him so hard right now, as well as
the citizens of this city.
Dang.
Chicago hosts one of the largest pride parades in the world, and we're proud of that as a police department and also as a city. We do not, nor will we ever tolerate hate in our city, whether that hate is based on an individual's sexual orientation, race, or anything else. So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. Dang. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn and certainly didn't deserve. To make things worse, the accusations within this phony attack received national attention for weeks. Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor. First, Smollett attempted to gain attention by sending a false letter that relied on racial, homophobic, and political language.
When that didn't work,
Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. so he concocted a story about being attacked. Now, our city has problems. We know that.
Dang.
We have problems that have affected people from all walks of life, and we know that. But to put the national spotlight on Chicago for something that is both egregious and untrue is simply shameful. I'm also concerned about what this means moving forward for hate crimes. Now, of course, the Chicago Police Department will continue to investigate all reports of these types of incidents with the same amount of vigor that we did with this one. But my concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen. That said, Smollett was treated as a victim throughout this investigation until we received evidence that led detectives in another direction. I couldn't be more proud of the unrelenting detective work that went into this investigation. I couldn't be more proud of every investigator that played a part in it. The detective work that we saw in this case is indicative of the work that our detectives do every day in this city. This case in particular involved hours of video evidence, which when combined with old-fashioned police work, uncovered the truth. These detectives deserve all the credit in the world for carefully analyzing the leads and the evidence for weeks before coming to their conclusion. I'd also like to thank the FBI for their help in this investigation. The FBI's partnership with CPD has been pivotal in this particular case. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did. I'll continue to pray for this troubled young man who resorted to both drastic and illegal tactics to gain attention. I'll also continue to pray for our city, asking that we can move forward from this and begin to heal. And now I'd like to call up Commander Edward Wodnicki, who personally led this patient and deliberate investigation, to walk everyone through how the Chicago Police Department arrived at this point.
I love this.
Wow. How does the media respond to this after laying it out in such stark terms?
Area Central Detective Division.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of spin they'll give it.
Okay. The boss just corrected me. Please forgive me. I'm supposed to go through the timeline of our investigation.
It's okay.
So here's where we are. As you all know, on the early morning of February 29th at 2 o'clock in the morning, Jesse Smollett reported that he was the victim of a hate crime. Detectives responded to the incident and interviewed him eventually at Northwestern Hospital, where he reported to us that the two offenders yelled racial and homophobic and political statements at him and beat him, put a noose around his neck, and threw bleach on him, and then fled from the area. We learned at the time that Jesse was not hurt other than scratches on his face, maybe some bruising, but no broken ribs or serious injuries. So we started a full-scale investigation into this hate crime, a very serious crime anywhere. We quickly found two persons of interest on video that we believed were the likely offenders in this case. We initially put out a seeking to identify, and we got this out in a community alert. We then started searching the area for video cameras and witnesses that could help us with our investigation. During that time frame, we interviewed over 100 individuals in a canvas of the area.
Wow, man, and the amount of manpower
as our investigation expanded.
Wasted on this idiot.
Yeah.
We located approximately 35 of our Chicago Police pod cameras in the area and in the areas that we determined these two persons of interest fled. We additionally found over 20 private sector cameras And I got to say that that was super useful in this investigation. The city came together to investigate and help the police with this crime. It was because of these pod cameras, our investment into technology in the city of Chicago, and the great assistance from the community in giving us those other cameras that led us to a really solid timeline of where our two persons of interest went. So in short, we were able to track them initially forward. So after the crime, we were able to see that they fled in a particular direction and eventually got into a cab. Our investigators located that cab, interviewed the cab driver, got some video out of that cab, followed that cab using all of these surveillance cameras that are located throughout the city.
But they were just supposed to believe me.
To an area up on the north side where they abruptly stopped the
what
cab,
an idiot.
Got wow. out, and walked on foot. Again, the community came together to provide us with security footage from their private cameras. So at that point, we then started tracking these two persons of interest backwards to where they came from.
Oh, then we got the surveillance footage of them buying MAGA gear.
Walking around and
idiots.
Eventually back to where they had gotten out of a cab. So that was another individual that we had to interview and another individual where we sought video. We continued to track that cab back to the point where the cab was tracked down by our two persons of interest in a rideshare car. We then followed up on the rideshare, and that was the lead that we needed in order to identify the two persons of interest. At that point, we had a real good timeline of where these two people went. We were able to put a name to both of these individuals, and it was at that time that we started looking at where they went right after this event. We tracked them to going to O'Hare Airport and jumping on a flight to Nigeria. Our investigation led us to determine that they had purchased a round-trip ticket with them returning to Chicago on the 13th, so approximately 2 weeks after the incident. So that gave us a couple of weeks to try to continue to follow up on any investigative lead that would help us try to determine what happened in this incident. So while we were waiting for them to return, we executed over 50 search warrants and subpoenas, working with our partners in the state's attorney's office, phone records, social media records, and records on individuals to help us illuminate the likely facts that occurred in this event. So moving forward to the 13th, we had a team in place working with the FBI, Customs, and our partners out at the airport. Airport police helped us tremendously. And we were able to locate and identify these two individuals, these two persons of interest, when they entered back into the country at Customs. We took them into custody. We read them their rights, and they both initially asked for an attorney. They were brought to Area Central Detective Headquarters so that we could process them. And it was at that time that their attorney showed up. I think you've all seen her on the news the last couple of days. She came to us and after speaking with these two people of interest, she said that something smelled fishy. She did not think that they were the offenders as were reported. She worked with us very, very closely to get to the point where she came to me and said, you
All
really
right,
need to talk
let's
to
stop
these guys.
This here.
Yep.
I just the
this is amazing.
Smollett slaps Chicago so in the happy. Face by making these fake claims. I mean, really, the story on this whole thing is the, and we'll have some audio to play from this on tomorrow's show. But the way that the police lieutenant came out and just
laid the smackdown. That
wow,
we
that was amazing.
We got to play that on the show tomorrow.
That was
just
amazing.
Like his smackdown. Woo!
I mean, the fact
Dang.
That he opened up. I wish that people would talk about the gun violence in Chicago to the extent that we ended up talking about the Jesse Smollett hoax. Unbelievable.
Yep.
What a jerk. What an elitist, smug, arrogant jerk.
Yep.
For him to go and do this and to think that he felt so justified.
And to think that no one would figure it out.
Yeah, that's just beyond stupid. It tells you how disconnected these guys are.
Yeah,
not all of them, and I don't want to paint. I don't want to paint with a wide brush here. But let the Jesse Smollett, and I did send you the promos, by the way.
Thank you.
Let the Jesse Smollett situation serve as a reminder that these individuals, and I'm not trying to be mean because I'm not. They're not special.
Yeah, they're just people.
They're just people.
Yeah.
They're not
just people, and he was just a person
yeah.
who made a stupid, offensive choices to put on
yeah.
this charade that was just trying to keep his job, basically, that wanted more money.
They're just...
But it's dumb.
They're just... They're
selfish.
They're not special.
No.
You know? People can be special, but usually that's... You know, to me, somebody is special because of that personal relationship that you have with somebody. Just because they happen to, just because I'm a talk show host doesn't make me special. It just makes me good at doing this particular line of
sure.
work. That's all that it is. My ability to apparently, you know, along with Drew, I guess, shadow run the Minnesota legislature. I don't know if you've been on
That's
Twitter.
That's amazing.
You've been on Twitter, but people are talking about how we shadow run things.
Man, I wish that we shadow ran things.
Seriously?
Things would be different if we shadow ran the government. Things
yeah.
would be way different. I love how people jump to those ridiculous claims.
And they think it's true.
It makes no sense. If we were shadow running the government, we'd have a very different government.
I would be the Karl Lagerfeld of Minnesota if I shadow ran the government.
Right. Yeah.
My dog Bella would be my Chopette.
Chopette.
Whatever. She said that with her pinkies were touching the ceiling. They were so high when she yes. said that. This whole fiasco.
Just a joke.
there's a sidebar, and then we can do promos and get out of here. This is a completely, and I'm actually glad I have the opportunity to do this in the post show and not on the air because it's really, really stupid. But Jesse Smollett. Is I really like the Alien movies. Okay. He was in the latest one, Alien Covenant.
Okay.
But as somebody now who has written a story and is writing a second story, right?
Sure.
It's a new thing for me to do in my life. And I've written a book. It's available. It's a sci-fi space opera novel. It's on Amazon. You've heard us talk about it. It's available now. You should go buy it. So just in terms of storytelling and trying to tell a story right and trying, even within sort of a science fiction fantasy-esque world, trying to make things believable enough so you don't take the reader out of it. Okay. There's the last Alien movie, Alien Covenant, right? There's a moment in the film towards the end, okay, where like there's like this whole crew that has essentially been wiped out on this planet that they visited.
Okay.
Died grisly, horrible deaths. Two crew members, and one of them was Jesse Smollett's character, okay? And it's either his wife or girlfriend on the trip. They were part of a colony heading towards a planet to colonize a planet.
Okay.
So they were stuck back on the transport ship, okay? So after all this mayhem, chaos, and death happens back on the planet, like 15 of their fellow crew members just torn to bits by this alien, right? We're back on the ship at the end of the film. Okay. And unbeknownst to these two characters, Jesse Smollett and his girlfriend are, right? The alien is now on board the ship with them. We don't, We know that as the viewer, but they don't know. Okay. There's a moment where they have some free time after the remaining crew arrives back on the ship. So for some reason, they decide to go have sex in the shower on the ship.
Okay.
Okay. Spoiler alert. The alien shows up and kills the Jussie Smollett character in the middle of this whole scene, right? But even for me, I'm like, this is so ridiculous. No way. Even if you want to say, like, the dude's not going to care, right? If I'm getting into the mentality of a guy trying to do the mental gymnastics to make this scene possible.
Yeah.
You go, all right, so you give the dude wants to get some. He doesn't care what's happened to his buddies. It doesn't matter, you know. His emotions and desires are superseding any sense of mourning or loss.
Sure.
I fail to believe that his girlfriend or / wife would go along with this as well. I'm kind of thinking that he goes, hey, honey, why don't you and I go and, you know, take a little warm shower
together?
Are you
kidding me?
Right.
Like, this is not the time.
This is so inappropriate.
Like, he somehow was around.
We've lost all of our friends, and we don't know what we're going to do from here. And you want to go into the shower and get jiggy with it. Right?
He ticked.
It's so stupid. They got the music going. Burr, 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 right? And you
it's
got
just
the,
terrible writing.
The aliens, like, stalking, and you're like, oh, come on. Come on already. You know, I just, it
why?
Was, yeah, so that makes this even more.
The correlation.
This is how my mind works, yeah. Right?
I need some string and a map to figure out.
Check this out on Twitter real quick. Remember all the, this is the shadow banning person.
Oh, sure.
Remember all the legislation you're shadowing out will go both ways. One day those bills will apply to you and yours. When it does, don't cry about it. I laughed when you cried about the hands-free bill. I hope you and yours get many, many tickets.
Can you imagine someone driving in their car and we're talking about a hands-free bill and sharing our legitimate thoughts on it, you know, being very serious. We're bringing on guests to get all sides of it. You know, we're taking calls from listeners, get all sides of the opinions and everything. And there's someone in their car just maniacally laughing.
Yeah.
Like, get a life. Get a life. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Somebody doesn't agree with you, and you're maniacally laughing. Get a life.
Here,
although I did maniacally laugh when Trump won, so I can't really say that because it was amazing. We got to do promos.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually think that I'm going to end the post show before we do promos because I want to get us uploading while we're doing promos.
Okay.
So that we can get out of the way for the people who need the studio right now. So.
I'll share for people that aren't on Twitter. I responded, right? Remember the shadowing, right? One of those bills will apply to you, right? I laughed when you cried about the hands-free bill. Hope you and yours get many, many tickets. This is my response.
It's like, wow, that's a jerk move.
I wrote this. I cry, and then in capital letters, a lot. But I can safely say I never cried about the hands-free bill. Sick, many, many tickets burn.
I hope that I do get a lot of tickets and I'll burn them. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to add this. You're so silly. May God bless the rest of your Thursday.
They're going to be like, I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Did you just assume my religion? How dare you?
All right. So there we go. Jussie Smollett's an idiot.
You should have said, may Lord have mercy on your soul.
By the way, I do like we can leave on this. I do like the correlation of, if you think 9/11 was an inside job, I give you Jussie Smollett. Three dudes couldn't pull off an alleged fake hate crime hoax.
I mean, I'm...
Three people.
It couldn't be that hard.
Three people.
You got to be pretty. I mean, these people are pretty dumb.
There's cameras everywhere,
dude. Three people.
Dude.
It took, like, how many days for them to figure it all out?
Just to go on network television. Guys, just attacked and fought back.
Yeah.
And,
this is less than a week turnaround.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, take that, Jussie.
Jussie. I bet he changed it. I bet it was Jesse.
Yeah, then he wanted to,
and
like,
he threw a U cool, in there, yeah, just to make it more, you know,
more spicy.
Yeah, it's more spicy. There, yeah, you go.
Jussie.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we might have a news quiz tomorrow, maybe.
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 We'll see.
All right, let's go do promos.
Okay, bye.